We both was about to announce our tour. Mm-hmm. You know, I was going, and it was funny because we just happened to realize that we're both hitting the same markets. We're doing Europe first, then Canada, then the United States. And I was like, yeah, I'm about to go on this tour. We just like, small talk, so what you about to do? What you getting into? I'm about to put out this tour. Oh, me too. When? Yeah, I'm thinking about going out in April. Me too. Wait, mind you, this is a conversation back in October. I said, wait, what? So where you starting? I'm starting in Europe. Me too. Like, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? What's crazy is we got the same fan base on every level because every time I'm at a major festival, I'm just getting off the stage and probably headlining on a Friday and he's probably coming in on a Sunday, or he's headlining on a Sunday and I'm coming in on a Friday, whatever. But we always find ourselves in the same markets, same festivals, same venues, literally passing each other by before or after our arrivals. And I was like, bro, we got it. What if we just came together and just did a one crazy ass tour where we combined our songs, same stage, and we just rocked the house for like 2 hours. And then we use that as a way to promote our tour separately to go off anyway.
Right.
And we thought about it. We was like, hell yeah, crazy ass night. I said, man, we need a night like this. That's why we just came together, came to the concept. We reached out to Live Nation, was like, man, we want to just do our together.
And you were like, okay.
They were like, because they was already combining legacy artists together anyway.
Did they do the New Edition Toni Braxton?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that was super successful. They did Brandy and Monica. We watching all this. We were like, we need to just go out and go crazy.
It
was really good.
It was real. And you know the one thing that I really appreciated about that show is that there was no downtime. It would be Boyz II Men, then Toni Braxton would come on, and then New Edition, and then Bobby Brown, and then like they were all like intertwined with each other. Like New Edition would sing background for Bobby Brown and background.
Shared the stage. It was like it was really a moment. You know what I mean? So yeah, me and Neil, the same vibe. Like it's gonna be crazy though.
So we got more with Akon coming up on The Vibe, y'all. Tanya Rad and EJ, and we are here with Akon. Are you the type of person that wakes up that thinks to yourself, oh my gosh, we gotta do this again? Are you like overwhelmed by half of the things that you have to do?
No, actually no. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I just know that In life, movement happens when you move. Like, nothing happens if you don't move and make it happen, right? So I don't look at it like an obligation. I look at it like a responsibility. Because I want to get to a certain place in my life. So in order to do that, I got to get up and make it happen. So I don't complain about what things I have to do. Like, what's the point? You want to be that person, right? Yeah. So you do know you got to do this, right? So why complain about what you know you have to do to get to where you're trying to go? Just get up and f***ing do it.
Can you say that to this camera, to these youngins right now who...
Just get up and do it.
Let me tell you something, because I feel like a lot of the situation that people get everything that they asked and they prayed for.
Right.
And then they complain about it. And it's like, how are you going to...
Right.
Complain about something that you literally prayed, and this is the one thing that you had in your mind. You've had this in your heart since you were a little kid.
Because they saw it from the outside looking in, and it looks great. It looks glamorous. It looks sweet. And it looks perfect.
Yeah.
But they don't realize what took to get there, mm-hmm. and what it took to get there, and what roads you had to drive and ride and run through, and bridges you had to cross, and platforms you had to, you know, like climb over. Like, bro, this don't come easy.
Mm-mm.
Everything that God gives you, that's a blessing. You got to go through turmoil to get to it.
What do you feel like was the hardest thing that you had to deal with in this industry, just being in it for a minute, being a vet?
The one thing that I've had to learn to accept was that my privacy no longer belongs to me. That's the one thing that I had to really learn to understand and accept in order to be successful in this business.
Yeah, we got more with Akon coming up next on The Vibe.
I can't move on, baby doll. Wait, no calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed, it's outrageous. I'll take it all, baby doll. Whatever's been weighing you down. Find me on Miami concrete, looking for somebody different, cause my daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss it anyway. Baby, don't. Please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on a phone or a globe. And I can take you with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, don't. Can't move on. I can't move on, baby doll. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed and it's outrageous. I'll take it all, baby doll. Whatever's been weighing you down.
The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio.
Best friend, I can come slide.
Yo, it is The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ, and we are here with Akon. Before you go, of course, you got the tour, you got the new album that's going to be dropping April 24th. What else do you have coming up?
Oh, man. So the new album, April 24th, beautiful day. Definitely make sure y'all get that. If we ain't here at that moment, just pre-save because it's available now. And right. Definitely look at Even because we will definitely drop that on there for you guys. Obviously, the tour, Nights Like This, me and Neil. I want to say we're going to be in the States like in June, if I'm not mistaken, right? Around that time? Well, just look on my Instagram at Akon. You'll see the schedule fully visible there for you guys to see. And then one thing that I'm super, super excited about is my girl group, Simeon.
Okay, tell me about that.
These girls, sisters, unbelievable. Like, we just dropped the record last week. It's called Sugar.
Simeon.
S-I-M-I-E-N. They're the unbelievable. Like, you got to see these girls. They're the next biggest, biggest thing. I promise you. Just remember I told you that.
What's interesting is I feel like we don't have any, like, hardcore girl groups anymore. Yeah.
None.
And it's left wide open.
No, these girls, they're taking that spot. They're going to fill that space.
How'd you find them?
Ooh, I found them in Miami.
I mean, we might as well use the platform and talk about Simeon right quick.
I found them in Miami.
Did you really?
Yeah. They out of here. What triggered me was the fact that they were sisters. Because I had no idea. Like, first of all, it's hard to find groups that come from families where everybody's equally talented these days. It's always that one that everybody goes after, but these girls, they're all lead singers, and they all super beautiful and just talented, like great songwriters, producers. They all play instruments, and they're out of here.
They're like the female Jackson 5 or Jackson 4.
They're next level.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So Simeon, their song,
it's called Sugar,
and it's officially out.
It's officially out now, so look out for the EP. We're gonna drop it at the end of May.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Man, you got it, my brother.
I appreciate it. I'm living out my childhood right now. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
You got it, man. Absolutely.
The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio. We'll be right back.
This season on Dear Chelsea, with me, Chelsea Handler, we have some fantastic guests, like David Oyelowo.
I love this podcast, whether it's therapy or relationships or religion, or you just go straight for the guts.
Dennis Leary, Amelia Clark, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things, Sana Mojou, Camilla Marone, Carrie Kenny Silver, and more. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Dear Chelsea, and listen now.
Hey there, this is Josh from Stuff You Should Know with a message that could change your life. The Stuff You Should Know Think Spring podcast playlist is available now. Whether spring has sprung in your neck of the woods yet or not, the Stuff You Should Know Think Spring playlist will make you want to get your overalls on, get outside, and get your hands in the dirt. So open your free iHeartRadio app, search Stuff You Should Know, and listen now.
Harry Styles.
Hi, I'm Olivia Dean.
What up, y'all? It's Kehlani.
What's going on, LA? This is Justin Bieber. Kiss music starts in 3, 2, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Okay, here we go. Back to the vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio.
Are getting married 4th of July weekend in New York City, but I just saw a BuzzFeed post this thing that said, what's happening when Lena Dunham and Jack Antonoff, Paul Mescal and Phoebe Bridgers, and Harry Styles and the bride herself all reunite at Taylor Swift's wedding?
Do we all know that these people are going?
No, but this is just like, Lena Dunham is friends with Taylor, so they're assuming she's going to be invited. Jack Antonoff has written forever. Harry Styles is dating Zoe Kravitz, who's one of Taylor's best friends. So, yeah.
Zoe Kravitz just has, like, royalty, all around her. Her mom's royalty, her dad's royalty, like her boyfriend.
She's royalty.
Yeah, I just, you know, must be nice.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to BuzzFeed because that was iconic.
I love that.
Oh, here's Olivia Dean. So easy on the vibe.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece. The extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me that isn't the case. Cause I make it so easy to fall in love. So come give me a call and we'll fall into us. I'm the perfect mix up. Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree. It's so easy to fall in love with.
with Tanya Rad and EJ. There was a story going around on social media, and it was the sweetest thing. There was a pizza delivery man, and he was delivering his pizza. This was all caught on a Ring camera. The guy ordered, like, Diet Coke, and they didn't have any at the pizza place. And so the driver stopped at, like, a different store to get him the beverage. I know.
So
and he
nice.
Was like, I wish I would have tipped you more. That's so nice. Da, da, da. Apparently, they've raised $160,000 for this man because of his act of kindness. It was all caught on the Ring camera. It's just like so precious. I love when humans are just amazing people. So
being the people that they are truly are. Because I feel like deep down inside, humans are really nice.
Yes.
And there are situations that like harden them.
Yes, I agree.
Shout out to Somber Homeworkers on the Vibe, y'all.
Yeah. Prince, I bet your light rod's like bigger than Zeus's.
Hey, wait, can you lift my car with your hand? You are an ugly kid, but you're a sexy man.
Sorry, I did not see the vision. Thank you, Lord, the fine new husband. Big wave coming, I need a minute.
It is the Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ. Speaking of, I guess, deliveries, did you hear the story of this DoorDasher that apparently will include pictures of her feet when she goes to deliver food because she did it once and it turns out that she gets tons of tips when she does it? Because, you know, people have a thing with like feet and stuff like that.
So I'm totally fine if you have a foot fetish, like you do you. Mm-hmm. I've never met anybody that has a foot fetish.
Yeah.
So like if she's doing this with every DoorDash.
I mean, it's working from her.
That's
for working for her. I mean, listen.
I do. If I post my feed on like Instagram or anything, I get some weird DMs.
I will scroll so quickly past that stuff. You almost caught me up, Tanya Rad. Anyway, shout out to The Weeknd. Let's go. It's Die For You on The Vibe.
I'm finding ways to articulate the feeling I'm going through. I just can't say I don't love you. Cause I love you. Yeah, it's hard for me to communicate the thoughts that I hold. But tonight I'm gonna let you know. Let me tell the truth. Baby, let me tell the truth. Yeah, you know what I'm thinking. See it in your eyes. You hate that you want me. Hate it when you cry. You're scared to be lonely, especially in the night. I'm scared that I'll miss you. Happens every time. I don't want this feeling. I can't afford love. I try to find reason to pull us apart. It ain't working, cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk. Going through, but baby girl, I'm not blaming you. Just don't blame me too. Yeah. Cause I can't take this pain forever, and you won't find no one that's better. Cause I'm right for you, babe. I think I'm right for you, babe. You know what I'm thinking, see it in your eyes. You want me, hate it when you cry. It ain't working, cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away.
Even though we're going through it, and it makes you feel alone, just know that I will die for you. Baby, I will die for you. Yeah. The day hey. She was like, yo. I was like, bowling. She was like, so. Yeah. Wanna hit BTs, wanna hit Scarlett's, wanna hit Tootsies, baby, let's go. She was more like, yeah. I'm talking about a killer. I put her on the mic, beat it up like thriller. She had a best friend, said, bring one more. Another bad one, you already know. Let's go. Miami problem. They look just like Baywatch, but they ass from the 305. You can do a lot on Gecko Drive, or you can do a lot on my d**k on that. She said, hey, I said, dímelo. She was too hot, I couldn't say no. So I closed the tab, jumped straight in the car with him, straight got it, so yeah, straight to the mo. She was like a rico when I was all in her. And if you go to Kendall, they all Kendall Jenner. Now you out of town, let's know what time it is. 305, welcome to the crib. Let's go. Down
below Miami.
So, you know, earlier in the show, we were talking about how we had some serious FOMO, being as though Coachella is happening right now. Well, apparently Coachella food prices ease FOMO once you see how much things are. We'll talk about it in just a sec. Hang on. It's The Vibe, yeah.
Quick break. Then back to The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio.
This season on Dear Chelsea, with me, Chelsea Handler, we have some fantastic guests like David Oyelowo.
I love this podcast, whether it's therapy or relationships or religion, or you just go straight for the guts.
Dennis Leary, Amelia Clark, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things, Sana Moju, Camilla Marone, Carrie Kenny Silver, and more. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Dear Chelsea, and listen now.
Glamorous, not sure.
smart device to play 102.7 Kiss FM on iHeartRadio.
This is Justin Bieber.
Hey, I'm Olivia Rodrigo.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
You're listening to 102.7 Kiss FM.
Anywhere you are.
On iHeartRadio.
We're literally just vibing. The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio is back.
I'm freezing outside. I feel my skin tight. My coat is inside. While I look up at you, I tried your pain right.
With Tanya Rad and EJ. So if you're feeling a little left out from Coachella this year, here's one thing that will take the FOMO away. I was looking at some of the prices of what people will pay for food, like carne asada fries, $28.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
We thought movie theater prices were crazy.
Ain't got nothing on this.
Yeah.
One guy posted something on TikTok. He got two slices of pizza and a can of Coke for how much you think it was?
Two slices of pizza
and a can of Coke.
$15?
$41.
Oof.
$41. Somebody else got some hot chicken and fries. It cost them $30. Plain fries was just $12 alone in a spicy tuna bowl.
An order of French fries. Do you know how much that should cost? 50 cents.
Correct.
Yeah.
A dollar at most. These spicy tuna bowls, $23 each.
Oof.
I can't. Can you bring your own food? Is that cheap?
I always bring like a bag of nuts.
I know, because it gets hot out there. Yeah, and, you know, yeah. I don't want to like pass out or anything like that. So it's warranted. All right, let's get on some Freya Sky. Silent Treatment is on the Vibe.
You played it cool and I played it dumb. Don't you think I'm a little too young to be messed with like that? So convincing, you made it look fun. Laugh it off, but the damage is done. Saying, baby, just relax, relax. I got my hopes too high. You hardly said goodbye, then casually walked out of my life. Right where you left me. Pour my self-control down the sink. Almost die every time the phone rings. Why won't somebody help me? I got my hopes too high. Read in between the lines. Am I supposed to read your mind? Oh, we don't talk anymore, talk anymore, talk anymore. Give me the silent treatment. We don't talk anymore, talk anymore, talk anymore. Gave me the silent treatment. Did you go find someone or am I the reason? And I can't ignore, I can't ignore, I can't ignore the way I hate you for leaving. Too much free time staring up at the ceiling.
Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio.
She said, take your time, what's the rush?
But I let my guard down for you. Said I'm my guard down.